If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
All right. So I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I need a summer vacation from cooking. When the heat rises, I'm looking for ways to do less. That's why lately I've been skipping out on meal prep and keeping things easy with Daily Harvest.
Right now, I've been loving Daily Harvest's refreshing smoothies and delicious scoops, which are their brand new plant-based ice creams. Scoops are free of additives, preservatives, and fillers because they're made with whole, nourishing, organic ingredients like black sesame, coconut cream, and dragon fruit, and they have four amazing flavors. They help you stock your home with clean, delicious food that's built on real fruits and vegetables. They are farm frozen to lock in peak nutrients and taste. With Daily Harvest, there's tons of options for any time of day, from smoothies to harvest bowls, flatbreads, and more. And the best part? It's ready to enjoy in minutes.
My favorite Daily Harvest smoothie is the chocolate hazelnut. I add a little bit of my plant-based milk, the flax milk, to it, and it tastes like an absolute dream. Keep it simple this summer with Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code Bible to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code Bible for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com.
Happy Thursday once again.
Happy Thursday.
And now that it's Thursday, that means that Amanda is home from South Dakota. Oh, I mean, right now she's not, so we're still Skyping. But by the time that this podcast launches, my sister will be in my arms. I'll be holding her tight. All through the night, I make love to you.
How creepy are you? I can't.
I mean, I miss you so much. I just can't wait to squeeze you. So Amanda's actually running low on batteries right now. Is mom handling this?
We are back in action, guys.
All right. So Amanda got new batteries for her thingy-majiggy, and
vibrator.
Now we're back. Oh, my God. Do you bring those on vacation?
No. I'm here with mom. Keep it G-rated.
True. All right, so why don't we do our daily shout outs and then you can announce the giveaway winners. So the first comment that I want to give a little shout out to is for Ren H. Teach. And this is actually our waitress at one of our favorite restaurants. Shout out to Frankie Feds. And I know. So this is her comment. Love listening to the show. Glad I got to tell you guys in person when you guys came into Frankie Feds a few weeks ago. My new ritual is that I play it Friday mornings when I'm setting up the outdoor patio. Anthony and Brett were so cute when they came in for their lunch date a couple weeks ago. And of course, like always, phenomenal tippers.
Aww.
Seriously, so cute.
I remember her from when we went there for dinner the other day or a couple weeks ago.
I don't know her first name.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
Shout out to you. You are amazing. And
yes,
good to know that our boyfriends are good tippers. Because if not, we would come for
right?
them. We would come for them.
That's so funny. Of course.
Yeah.
Yes, we've trained them well. Here's this one from Danny P. 1989. I absolutely love this podcast and look forward to when it comes out on Thursday morning so I can listen while I walk my dog. Carly and Amanda are so relatable and it feels like they're the sisters I've never had but always wanted. Aww. I love how open they are on this podcast, showing their fun side but also the vulnerable and courageous side. This podcast couldn't be more perfect and just what I feel we need all need during these uncertain times to bring a little light into our lives. Thanks, Danny.
Oh, thank you, Danny. That was so sweet.
Yeah, so nice. So happy.
Sweet angel.
So happy.
We also have a giveaway that we need to announce. You want to save that for the end?
I think we should save that for the end.
You guys have to listen to the end for the winners. But we decided we want to pick two winners instead of one because two is better than one.
two heads are better than one.
Wait, let's
we have a sweet potato.
I was just going to say, can we get a bum update?
Oh, sorry, guys. I keep yawning. Tell me, aren't yawns contagious? Like, it's so weird. How did you not just yawn? I wonder if anyone listening just yawned.
I think I might have yawned, and that's why you yawned. So we are 20 weeks. On Wednesday, we go into our 6 month.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
No. And it's the size of a sweet potato.
Can I see? Do you have a bump?
Mom says yeah. She says yes only because she knows me.
I mean, barely though. Where's your baby?
I don't know. He must be very little. But
oh my God, that's
a very large torso.
Imagine his like standing up.
He's like standing up. There's so much room. There's so much room inside that torso. He's standing right up. He's gonna come out. Walking.
He's gonna go like down
standing up all time.
He's gonna go down a water slide like. Oh my God.
Oh man.
So today's episode is also very exciting because we have our very first special guest who doesn't know she's going to be a special guest yet on today's episode. We figured first guest should be the most special person in our lives. Jodi Rae Bible. Can you please stand up?
She's laying there and she's laughing. She's like, what?
Did you hear me?
Me?
Glad I took a shower for the occasion.
I know. She showered up and got all nice and dressed.
So me and Amanda were discussing and we figured what better person to have on here for our first guest than you. So
yay
for you.
Aw.
Are you so
I feel
excited?
Very privileged.
You should.
I feel privileged. Thank you for surprising me.
Oh, of course.
We thought that the surprise would make it even more like authentic and amazing.
Yeah.
So should we tell her what the topic is for this evening?
Well, I figured maybe we can ask Mom to share a funny story that she has of both of us from when we were little or any stories that kind of stand out because, I mean, I'm sure her of all people have the best stories about us.
Let me see.
How about the time when you were yelling at Carly and she sat down in the middle of the living room floor and did the Austin Powers move on you? You got so mad, but you were laughing so hard you had to walk away.
I know. Oh my God, that's the best though. We always get Mom. Look, she's doing the face right now. Where she bites her lip.
She's doing
so, like, when my mom gets mad, she doesn't ever want to laugh or smile. Like, she wants to, like, be in the moment. And I don't remember what exactly happened, but she was yelling at me about something. And I went and I sat down Indian style. And I went, like, Austin Powers. And she just made the face. And she, like, wanted to laugh so bad. It's like this face.
You guys can't see what she's doing. But you know face when you're making what you're, like, literally trying so hard not to laugh. Where you're...
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that now. I'm listening.
No, no. That's what you did. It was funny. We always knew how to like get you to not be mad at us.
No, you did. Yes. Well, it's true. Every time you guys would do something that would get me angry and I would yell at you or try to discipline you, you would look me straight in the eye and you'd make a face at me or you'd roll your eyes or do something and I'd end up trying not to laugh.
Yeah, I feel like we were never really grounded. I don't think I was ever grounded in my life.
No.
I used to have tantrums, so Mom wouldn't want me to stay in the house when I was having one of those tantrums.
Oh, I had to chase Amanda up Route 537. She ran away. Yeah.
In the snow.
Yeah, because I think I grounded you and you weren't happy.
No, I was definitely not happy about
that. So you
walked
out of the house in the snow.
The best part about that story is I tell it to like everyone because it's so funny. That she was so mad, she was like stomping her feet and she took the door and she kept opening it and slamming it like a sociopath.
Yes.
And I was in my room and I was like, oh my God. Was she?
I don't remember that part.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Oh my God, baby man.
It's a baby man.
Hey, baby man. I saw the two of them up on their hind legs before. They look like little squirrels.
So cute, right? I mean, Mom, you only lived with us for fucking 20 years. You can't think of any stories?
I just want to hear her recount of the first time I ever slept out at a boy's house and lied to her about it.
Ooh, that's a good one. And I was around for that one. Yeah.
You stayed over with
Aaron's mom. Mm-hmm.
Yep. They showed up for breakfast at our house. Go ahead, Ma. Tell the story.
They did, because the girls were supposed to be sleeping at my house. And I thought they were sleeping at Brittany's house. So the three moms, me and their two moms, went over there, knocked on the door. And the father answered. And he was like it was no big deal. He goes, oh, are they here? Let me go check. And he went into them. Meanwhile, the three of us kind of like pushed our way through the door.
Mm-hmm. I was
and
in the car.
That was the last time Amanda slept out for probably a year.
Probably a week.
Maybe not a year. Yeah, it wasn't a happy day in the Bible house.
No.
To say the least. Oh, I have a funny story.
Ooh.
This one is actually, it was Carly. I'm not going to use names, but I guess I could use a name.
Yeah, you can. Who cares? We're open in this chat.
You were sleeping, and I've told this story before. I went in the room in the morning because I was heading out. I think I was going to Bed Bath & Beyond or something. And I go in your room, and there's three people in your bed. There's you, and I knew Sam would probably be there because you were, you know, with her all the time. And I saw another person in the middle. I'm like, what's going on here? So I walk a little closer, and all of a sudden, Carly's still sleeping, Sam's still sleeping, and Antonio pops up. And I'm like, who the hell are you, and what are you doing in my daughter's bed?
No.
P.S.
You knew who it was at that point. You knew who he was, right?
Not until he sat up.
Yeah.
So, needless to say, they were all just best friends and, you know, nothing crazy.
And
but
he was not interested in us in the least, so it was just more of a BFF sleepover.
It was just a great, just a very funny moment and funny memory.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I tell him when I see him every now and then. We talk about it. We laugh about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Self-care and routine are always important. Whatever you're using to get ready for the day should make you feel amazing. Meet Billy. They've recreated everyday essentials by delivering premium razors and high-performing body care directly to you. No ping tax, no visit to the drugstore, no breaking the bank. Go to mybilly.com to get their starter kit for just $9. That includes their award-winning razor, two refill blades, and a magnetic holder that keeps your razor safe and dry in between uses. Every single time I use Billy, my legs feel so, so silky smooth. And Car, you know how important it is for me to have those silky smooth legs, right?
Oh, yeah, girl. We all love some silky smooth legs.
Go to mybilly.com to meet the razor that made everyone start talking about razors. They're an Allure Best of Beauty winner and on Nylon's Beauty Hit List for a reason. And to express a little love for our show, go to mybilly.com/related. It's a small way you can support us while getting the best razor you will ever own. It's just $9 to get your starter kit plus free shipping always. Spelled mybilly.com/related.
I thought you were going to tell the story when I was little and I used to sleep with my butt up in the air when I was like really
not
little.
Only your butt up in the air, but you also would maybe it was Amanda. You would sleep all cuddled up
with
like
my butt up in the air and then my legs wide open.
No, that was Amanda with the legs wide open. You were the butt in the air. I would go,
I was gonna say some things never change.
Hey, we're keeping a PG with mom on the line, thank you.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, I used to go in the front room when Amanda was sleeping, and she'd be on her back, and so cute. You were like the size of a minute, all sprawled out. That just means you're happy and safe when you sleep like that.
And what does it mean when I slept like that with my butt up in the air?
I don't know. I'll let you know when I figure it out.
Oh God, that's funny.
Well, I can remember when you guys were little, when we would cruise or we'd go on vacation, and depending on where we went and what we did, you all had to be a different age.
Uh-huh.
So to get in the free buffet, you had to be under 12. To go on the jet skis, you had to be 16. To go in the club at night, you had to be 18.
Yep.
So depending on like where we were going, they would have to dress for the occasion. And we'd have to prepare. I mean, obviously, nothing was ever, you know, a bad thing. It was just fun the way that we used to sneak you guys into different things.
Car, how about when you snuck into the kids' club when you were like 10 years old? when and you I had to be floor. Like 13 or 14. No, well, that one too. But remember, you were saying that you would want to go and shave your legs because
no. So that was the teen club, and I remember we met new friends, and I was thinking of that too. And we're all sitting outside, and there was like a cute boy that I liked, and I was literally probably 11 or 12. Typical me. And I looked down and my legs were so hairy, so I kept trying to like cover them because I didn't want them to know I was like too young. I guess if they were hairy, mom let me shave my legs in fifth grade, I think. So that's, oh my God, that's young. That's 11.
Is it?
I think the guy I had a crush on like loved you, Roberto. Remember Roberto?
Roberto.
He loved you and yes. I loved him. And I think I cried the last day of the cruise because I was so mad that he liked you and not me.
You were so little though.
I know.
It was like you were such a little thing too.
No, but I always thought I was older than I was. Like I thought I was like old.
My age.
Yeah.
So I have a funny hamster story.
Oh, Lord. Rest in peace.
You girls both wanted this hamster. We go out and we get this hamster. And like 3 or 4 weeks into it, there's no hamster in the thing, in the cage. You wanted him so badly. I don't think you even remembered you had him. So I went and I asked you girls where the hamster was. And nobody knew where the hamster was. We heard like a scratching behind the wall unit in the living room. He actually burrowed into the carpeting and was hanging out behind the wall unit. I don't know how he survived. That one we were able to save.
No. The hamster story that I remember was with Houdini, and Marshy led me to Houdini. He was in Amanda. Remember those bears that we used to have, the pink and blue ones?
Amanda's that you used to closet. Have in your
room? So they were in Amanda's room. Marshy found him and he was like barely breathing. And mom brought him to the vet with me and I cried and I was begging to keep him alive. And I think it was like $500 to like keep the hamster alive and he probably wouldn't make it. Yep. And you were like to the vet, can you just tell the girl the hamster's not going to make it?
No, and I cried. I grabbed him by the arm. I said, listen, we got to go talk. And I took him in the other room. I said, there is no way you're going to tell my daughter that you could save the hamster and then look at me and charge me $500. Not happening. I'm going to let you take him and pretend that he's going to be okay. And I'm going to the store and paying $5 and getting another one.
He's in hammy heaven.
So he went to hammy heaven.
Rest in peace, Houdini.
You were too young. You forgot about him. Now I'm going to get emails from PETA.
PETA's going to send out a warrant for mom's arrest.
So we're here in South Dakota, and we went to the Sioux Falls Park the other day, and this tiny, tiny, tiny little dog the size of a hamster started jumping on mom.
Oh.
Its name was Sasha. It was Sasha? The smallest, cutest Sasha.
Yes. And what kind of dog was she?
Little chihuahua.
Little toy, like a mini toy chihuahua.
Oh.
The size of mom's hand.
I sent you a picture of her.
I told you to steal her.
Unreal. She was beautiful.
Was her name Sasha so Fierce? Cute.
Sasha Fierce. Oh, I don't know. She had no stage fright.
She was, what was it from the last episode? She was owning up her alter ego or whatever you said.
Self.
Yeah, her 2.0 self.
But yeah, mom enjoyed the park with me. We went and we studied.
Yeah, wait, yes, tell mom did. What you said. Tell mom what you said before about her being there and how it's, you know.
Oh, she knows. I've told her several times.
I know, but
times.
You could say it again.
Just how grateful I am that you were here with me because I wouldn't have been able to do it without you.
Thank you.
Of course.
That's what moms do, right? That's what we do. We come running when in need, right?
Yeah.
I called you crying and she came.
Mom, you know how you always say once crying. One day when you're a mom, you'll understand. Amanda will soon understand. We could maybe play a game like how well do we know her, and then maybe like ask a question and she has to say know the answer in her head and then we guess it. Maybe do like five of those. Fun.
Let's do that.
What is our mom's favorite food?
Lobster.
I was going to say lobster.
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 All right. So for the next one, I say we go 1, 2, 3 and we both blurt it out so we don't steal each other's answer.
Okay.
What is mom's favorite thing to do?
Shop. Ready?
No, I said 1, 2, 3
Shop.
Gamble.
Atlantic City.
Ooh, I win. Okay.
Yeah. It's not shopping. It's not shopping. Come on.
You just lost. Sorry.
Every time
I know
she
her better
wants
than
to do
you.
Something, she wants to go shopping.
No, I don't. I do the shopping just so we can spend the time together. Like, you know, instead of just sitting home, it's fun to walk around and just
shop.
Bop. No, she calls it bopping around. She likes to bop around.
Kind of like the song by Taylor Swift, Best Day.
Yeah, that's our song.
Right?
Yeah.
I know.
If our mom could become famous, what would it be for? Oh, I know. I guess. Ready? 1, 2.
I know.
3. Photography.
Detective.
Ooh. Which one?
Actually, they're both really good.
Are you kidding me? She's Sherlock Holmes on steroids.
Oh my God.
No, I'm Wait. Not. I'm just very intelligent.
How old was mom when she had you, Amanda? Hold on.
27.
Amanda. 1, 2, 3. 26.
27. 27. I had just turned 27 in December and I had Amanda in February.
I get a point. Can we just talk about the day that me and you played Sherlock Holmes' car like 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah. When Brett was missing in action.
When he was MIA. Yeah, so funny.
Yeah, she had his tracker on. And where he worked, it like bounced his location all over the place. So it was the day I was wearing the blonde wig and we went around town.
Following the location bouncing everywhere.
I know. We were like, we ended up in a field somewhere. And I'm like, man, I don't think he's out here in this field.
Wait, he didn't answer your phone calls?
No, I didn't try calling him because me and Carly were like, I didn't want him to know we were looking.
But why would you even... Like, what gave you an idea that he was doing something he shouldn't be doing?
He wasn't doing anything he shouldn't be doing. What
he
happened
should have been was, at work.
He was, yeah, he was supposed to be at work. And you know how, like, certain places have, like, GPS blockers where that tells you you're in a completely different location and it bounces it all around, like, in circles?
No.
Well, someone who's an extremely good detective should know this.
I know
but
this.
I didn't. And, yeah. So we ended up in the middle of a field.
Well, I remember we did that with Carly after Harusha's thing, her makeup show in New York. And you left with her and stayed. You guys all went out to dinner. And I went home and you never came home that night. And we couldn't find you.
Yeah, you called her 37 times because my phone was dead.
I didn't call
that
her.
That was embarrassing.
Amanda did. I called you.
Yeah, Amanda, you've gotten worse than mom over the years.
We haven't.
Yes, you have. You've like taken over her craziness. Where are you? What are you doing? I'm like, I just woke up. What are you doing?
I'm worried about you, miss.
I'm sorry. That's called caring.
There's nothing to worry
not
about.
Craziness.
I'm a grown adult. What would be your advice for Amanda because she's about to have a baby as a mom?
My advice to her?
As a mom, for a new mom to be.
Well, first of all, I can say that you'll understand things so much more and in a different light when you become a mom yourself. And my advice is to take it all in because you grow up so fast. You will grow up so fast. Take lots of pictures. Take it all in. Take notes. Keep every memory you can because it goes by very, very fast. And it's just the best thing in the world.
Aww.
So just be you and enjoy the little guy coming out. We're all going to enjoy him, but
yeah.
Just and then maybe in a year from now we could sit down and have this same conversation and you could say to me, "Now I understand."
Oh, that's you know
it's
what
not
the
craziness.
Day the day that that happens,
Carrie,
we're going to throw a party because she's been waiting for this moment her entire life.
You're going to be an amazing mother. So my advice is to just take it all in and enjoy it. The years go by too fast. Like aww. Papa used to say, right?
Aww, Papa.
Sunrise, sunset. Mm-hmm. Swiftly fly the years.
Oh, Papa.
Beautiful. So you guys probably know Glossier for their skincare products and for popularizing the glowy, dewy skin look. Glossier also creates makeup products, body care products, and fragrance. Glossier believes in the power of self-expression and personal choice in beauty and beyond, so they are always in conversation with the community about the best ingredients, the best techniques, and dream products. So one of my favorite skincare products by Glossier is the Bubble Wrap. It's an eye and lip plumping cream. Me and my sister are both obsessed with this. I like to apply it before any makeup. So I'll apply it right underneath my eyes and on my lips, and it doesn't feel sticky, and it gives you like that plumping effect, which is always nice. And they also have some of the best lip glosses I've ever tried. They are high shine and they have like a cushiony texture. They never feel sticky or gluey, which is honestly one of my biggest pet peeves when it comes to lip glosses. Get that glowy, dewy look for yourself by visiting glossier.com/podcast/related. Plus, all new customers will get 10% off their first order on glossier.com/podcast/related. That's glossier.com/podcast/related. So our next segment is going to be Would You Rather? And this one's for mom.
Would you rather drink your child's backwash or eat their chewed food?
Oh, I love the choices. Probably eat their chewed food.
Ooh, I feel like we've done that.
Actually, none of them really gross me out too much, as long as it's from either one of you. If it was a stranger, it'd probably get me.
I don't think you would do it if it was a stranger.
The backwash, yeah, I don't particularly doesn't sound too appetizing.
Okay, would you rather wake up at 2 a.m. to find that your bed is soaked in one of our pee or deal with an accident at Target?
An accident from who?
From one of us.
From you guys?
Like when we were little. When we were little, obviously. I'm not peeing at 30 years old in the Target.
No, I didn't know if you meant would I have an accident in Target?
No, would you rather wake up with your bed soaked in pee with me in the bed or Amanda in the bed? Or would you rather us pee our pants in Target and you have to deal with it?
I would rather wake up with my bed soaked in pee.
Really?
If I had to make a choice. Yeah.
All right.
It's the lesser of two evils. It's easier than being out somewhere. At least I have everything to clean it up with if I'm home.
Okay, I guess. And then you can shower.
And it's not like it didn't already happen. It's happened.
Would you rather babysit a kid who hates your child or go on a play date where you can't stand the other mom?
Ooh.
Ooh. That's a good one. I definitely wouldn't want to go on a play date where I hate the other mom. So I'm going to have to say I'd rather have.
She'd rather.
You'd rather want to butt her. You'd rather want to.
No, because I can make them leave. No, I can make them leave.
That's not the question, Miss Mama Jode.
Repeat the question.
Would you rather babysit a child who hates your child or go on a play date where you cannot stand the mother?
I would rather babysit a child. No, I don't think I would babysit a child that hates my child.
But it's a would you rather, mom, would I be so in you that have situation? To pick one. Because it's
so
would you
I would
rather?
Probably, I would be on a play date so my kid is happy, and who cares if I don't like the other
there's
mom?
I'll the, there's the answer we were looking for.
There it is.
There she is. Would you rather have engorged breasts for 2 weeks or sneeze and pee your pants in public?
Engorged what?
As if they can get any more engorged than they
are. I already do have engorged boobalas.
All right. So if they were, okay. So would you rather have even bigger engorged breasts for 2 weeks or sneeze and pee your pants in public?
No, I definitely wouldn't want to sneeze and pee my pants in public. So
you'd rather some big knockers. Some hoo-has.
Yeah, but what would cause them to get engorged? That's
I don't know.
The
that's
question.
Just a would you rather. That's just the game, you know? You can't take everything so literally.
It's just strange that anyone would ask such a question.
I mean, I didn't make these up. These are just on Pinterest.
Would you rather be stuck in the house with a colicky infant or in a hormonal teenager for a week?
Ooh.
A colicky infant.
Really? Well, good, because you're going to have one very soon to deal with. Would you rather have a kid with perpetually bad breath or perpetually bad farts?
Oh, wow. Obviously, neither. I would have to figure out why.
Mom, I don't think mom knows how to play Would You Rather.
You have to pick one.
Really?
Breath, I mean, the farts you're going to smell. The breath you're not going to smell all day.
Well, But I don't want anyone else to smell it either. And have my kid being, you know, isolated. So I don't know. There I am being a mom again.
Here she goes.
So would you rather have two huge yellow front teeth like a beaver or have two pinching teeth like a beetle?
Mom, it's a game. You have to pick one.
What kind of a freaking question is this? Are we playing like...
This is the one Amanda found that one. I don't know where she got that one from.
It's not like I smoked any pot or anything for these questions.
Would you rather...
Ooh, you want to?
See colors that no one else could see or smell smells that no one else could smell?
See colors that no one else could see. And you know what? That brings up another topic.
Go ahead, because I'm over this game, and I think everyone listening is over it.
I always say that I wonder if everybody sees color the same way. Like, if you see red the same way I do, or you may see it the way I see orange, but yet you learn to call it red.
Well, I think we know the answer to that because of the blue and black dress. That was blue and black that everyone saw as white and gold.
But no, but they call it white and gold, and you call it blue and black. I wonder if we all see it different, but yet when you see that shade, you call it we all call it the same color.
Yeah, I mean, I think hues of it.
I have a question. If you put a monkey in a room, okay, a closed room with a typewriter. It could be an electric typewriter.
Okay.
Back in the day, it was a typewriter. Do you think just by it banging on the keys for as long as it wants to, that it can type a perfect paragraph?
I thought it was
accidentally.
Sentence. I thought it was a sentence.
Okay. Sentence, paragraph. We could do sentence.
A sentence.
Do you think that this monkey?
No.
Yes.
You do? Why?
You think punctuation and everything.
Why not? Anything's possible.
If you believe.
Anything is possible. Why, Mom, is there an answer to this?
I think if it's a full sentence, no. Like a word or two, yeah. But I don't know. Is there an answer to this?
A word or two is, I mean, definitely. I'm thinking like a sentence. It's just a what if, or what do you think?
Makes you wonder,
right?
Do you believe in UFOs?
No, but what if you sent a rocket ship straight up, gave it all the gasoline it needed? Do you think it would ever stop?
No, it would not.
That's called infinity.
It's infinity.
It's pretty crazy if you think
maybe
about
it would go into a black hole and then go end up in another universe, in another space, in another time, in another dimension with other creatures on another planet just like ours. Where they're sitting there right now talking about what we're talking about.
So that brings me to this. So if it did stop, if there was something that made it stop, what's on the other side? So there really is infinity, right?
Yeah, I think we're living in a computer game, honestly. Or like a computer. Not a computer game, but like it's a simulated universe.
Do you remember Sims? Do you remember playing Sims?
Yeah, I love Sims.
Do you think there's three people anywhere in the world right now with our same names discussing the same topic?
No chance in hell.
No.
I don't think anyone's as weird as us three.
No. Oh, wait, but I do need to read this here.
Next time you want me on, let me prepare like some funny stories and stuff. I really, it's been a long 4 days.
It's better on the spot.
I like things on the spot. And I don't think that was boring. I think people want to hear real life stuff. And I think that was fun. I thought that was cool for our first.
I thought it was great.
For our first guest.
Okay.
I can't even imagine having other guests, what me and Amanda are going to do. We're going to have to figure it out.
What's my favorite color?
Purple.
Black. Black.
Black, gray,
like her soul.
Basically. Hey.
I'm just kidding. All right. Well, Mom, thank you for being our surprise guest today. I hope we didn't scare you too much. I know you're going to be listening to this a few
times. Thanks for having me. I wish I was more prepared, but.
Oh, stop. You were perfect. We love you.
Next time I will make sure I'm prepared. Love you, girls.
Love you, Mom. Love you so much.
Love you. Love you so much.
Mans, I think it's time to announce our giveaway winner.
I was just going to say, I was thinking we need to announce a winner.
And like we said, we have two winners instead of one because we were feeling extra generous. So we went through all of your comments. Thank you so much to everyone who entered. As always, we chose the two winners by complete random. So, Amanda, who is the first winner?
Yes. Thank you guys so, so much for all of the entries. The first winner is Mariah Sumpter. Thank you so much, Mariah, for your wonderful review. And thank you for entering the giveaway. We're so excited that you're one of the winners.
Yay. So we will message you to get all of your information on how to redeem the gift card and all of that. So look out for our message on Instagram in your direct messages. And the second winner is Brenda72986 on Instagram. Thank you so much, Brenda. Congratulations.
Thank you, Brenda.
And we are going to be messaging both of you guys. So look out for our messages. And if you guys want more giveaways on here, definitely keep leaving reviews and we'll throw some surprise giveaways in the next couple of weeks.
So we have a couple of really exciting things coming up. So can't wait to share them all with you guys.
All right, cool. So now that we announced the winners, why don't we wrap up today's episode with a quote? A mother is she who can take the place of all others,
but whose place no one else can take.
So everyone right now, if you are with your mom, give her a hug. If you're not, give her a call. If you have that ability, because our moms are so special and we only get one, and call her right now and tell her how much you love her. And yes, for those of you that
you,
don't have any moms in their life.
Oh, I love you both
my
so much.
Mom is offering to be your mom, just like we are your sisters here on this podcast. So we love you guys. And to all the moms out there, shout out to you. You guys are badass, super women, and the world would not
be
the same. We
aspire to be like you guys.
Yeah.
100%.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. And we will see you next week. Or we'll talk to you next week.
See you.